This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Trouble between police and protesters in Washington last night outside Democratic National Committee headquarters during a demonstration for a ceasefire in the war between Israel and Hamas. Protester Danny Noble says politicians aren't listening to them.
The folks in Democratic leadership have not been listening to the 80% of us from our diverse communities that support a ceasefire and to stop this genocide of Palestinians.
Protester Danny Noble, one person arrested, six officers treated for minor injuries. Israeli soldiers are still searching Shifa Hospital in Gaza.
The MRI center.
The military released video from inside Shifa showing three duffel bags it said it found hidden around an MRI lab. Each containing an assault rifle, grenades, and Hamas uniforms. They also showed a closet that contained a number of assault rifles without ammunition clips. Israeli military spokesman Lieutenant Colonel Jonathan Conricus said,
"And when our troops opened this closet here, which is in the main part of the clinic, this is what they found. These weapons have absolutely no business being inside a hospital."
The Associated Press could not independently verify the Israeli claims that the weapons were found inside the hospital. After encircling Shifa for days, Israel faces pressure to prove its claim that Hamas used the patients, staff and civilians sheltering there to provide cover for its fighters. I'm Karen Chamas.
The government won't shut down this weekend after all, as President Biden signs a temporary government funding package Congress is sending him. Federal authorities in New York City are revealing the largest seizure of counterfeit goods worth more than $1 billion. Handbags, shoes, and other luxury merchandise. Two men have been charged. China's President Xi Jinping is signaling that Beijing will send new pandas to the U.S., calling them envoys of friendship. This is AP News. Sounds like somebody made this up, but we didn't. Promise. Here's the AP's Julie Walker.
A horse got loose on a plane, forcing the flight to divert, dump fuel, and land at JFK Airport last week. The cargo plane chartered by Air Atlanta Icelandic had just taken off from JFK en route to Belgium when the pilot radioed into air traffic control, the audio captured by ATC Live.
The horse managed to escape his stall. We don't have a problem as of flying-wise, but we need to return back to New York. We cannot get the horse back secure.
The plane was near Boston when the horse broke free in the cargo hold. The pilot had to dump 20 tons of fuel near Martha's Vineyard to bring the weight down and safely land. Julie Walker, New York.
The Vatican's gradually replacing its auto fleet with electric vehicles. It signed a deal with Volkswagen. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.